We've got Dean Lester joining us. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nats.
We're off to Sandown today. We're on the Lakeside Track. What are your thoughts on the program?
I thought it was a pretty challenging program. And as Tim May alluded to, I've done my forms thinking that those horses down close to the rails and on pace will be advantaged. So, yeah, if the track plays that way, we might be able to get a dollar out of the meeting. But, yeah, that's, I think, the biggest trick to the meeting.
And we've got Trent Langscale also with us. He's from the TAB to go through all of the fixed odds market moves. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Nadia.
Today, what's the betting interest been like?
Well, a little bit of a difference compared to what Dino said there. Just perhaps a few races he's not too sure about. Well, the punters, they've really unloaded on a few of the favourites on the program, Nadia. So perhaps they'll be just a touch too short for Dino's liking. He might be able to help out and find a couple, and maybe the punters can put them into Quinellas and trifectas.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race number one then. This is over 2,100. This is a fillies and mares event. There are no scratchings here, Trent. How's the market at the moment?
This is one of the races, Nadia, where the punters are keen on the favourite, and that is Danlani, who opened 240 in the initial market, and even this morning has been supported from $1.95 to $1.85. Elamina, the second elect, has drifted as a result from 460 to 5. You have Argyle Bell at 7, Madam Soul at 9.50, and then the others in the race, well, you've got Stormy Shaw and Hot Blonde, who are both 10, and My Shume is the $15 outsider, but one of the better backs on the card, Nadia, comes up in the first, and that is Danlani, opened $2.40 on Monday, now odds on $1.85.
And comes off a last start win, Dean. Look, this map with only the 7 runners, who do you have going forward?
There's not a natural leader, Nards, but sort of thinking Stormy Shaw and Madam Stoll might roll forward. And Danlani, when she won her maiden, sat up outside the lead over 1,600. So while she was off pace last start, that was a very fast speed. So totally different dynamic here. And I'd be thinking with that fitness, maybe they'd, they'll roll forward from the outside draw with Danlani because, yeah, if she goes back, she's going to have a bit of a task, I would have thought.
Okay. What have you gone for?
Yeah, I think if she's ridden like the best horse in the race, Danlani, which I think she's the most progressive, she should win again. It was a good win last start and with added fitness, the one to beat. Argyle Bell was well ridden and got the job done last start. Deserved that win at midweek level and will be competitive again. Palonomina just outstayed them at Echuca. I don't know if she's going to have that sort of luxury here. I think it might be more of a sit-and-sprint scenario, but she is quite a promising staying type if it gets into that sort of scenario. And Stormy Shaw can't be improving. She's had a lot of recent racing, but she is holding her form, backs up from Sunday at Yarra Valley. But I think Danlani gets the dynamics of the race right. She should be too good for these. 4 from 2, 1 and 3.
So we go 4 from 2, 1 and 3. We go to race 2. This is a 1,300-metre race. Scratching the first starter, number 7, Realism. How does the market look with the TAB, Trent?
Well, from the first, Nadia, where we had a well-supported favourite in the second, you've got all runners bar one in single figures. This might be one of the races where Dean suggested could be a really tough one. You've got Hurricane Fighter, who is currently the $4 favourite. Philosophy, the $4.20 second elect. Skyway Star is the runner this morning that has come in from 5 to 460. Then outside of that, you have Havershouse and Chapstream, who have just eased from 5 to 5.50. Our Hot Date, 7, and Bureaucrat, the $15 outsider. So all of them are given some sort of a chance, Nadia, and even Bureaucrat is a $15 outsider, certainly not disgraced in a betting sense. Hurricane Fighter, a $4 favourite. The tightener has been Skyway Star, 5 to 4.60.
Very good. Okay, so that's a look at the market moves. We've got a few first starters here. Have you got a rough idea on this map, Dean?
Yeah, I've been able to see all of them, Nard. So I'm thinking that though one that has raced in Hurricane Fighter at 1,300 should be prominent. I would think one of the first starters in Philosophy will kick up from Barrier 1 and use that gate and maybe have a shout from Barrier 3 not far away. And Bureaucrat out wide looks to have a degree of tactical speed, might push on, but I'm thinking Hurricane Fighter might find the front here.
Okay, Hurricane Fighter, who is first up from a break. It's a race with quite a few chances, if the market's anything to go on.
Yeah, it's an interesting race. I am with Hurricane Fighter, though. One, I think he gets that position on the map, and two, that form last time in around Divine Mr. Tycoon at Echuca, then the run where he ran really well behind Prince of Caviar, and that form ties in so well with some very smart horses, and then runner-up at Cranbourne over the Cranbourne Cup Carnival. I thought all three runs were really Very good. He's had two recent jump outs. He looks to be going well. I think he'll make his own luck and be hard to run down. Philosophy, the first starter, jumped out last Friday and went well. Looks ready to go from barrier one. Should get all the favours. Two have a shout's been consistent in his career to date. Ran well at Ararat last start. And I've put in eight, his stablemate Skyway Star, who is going to be a filly that'll be better over further, but certainly shows talent and didn't trial too badly recently for her resumption. But thought three would take a bit of running down. 3, 5, 2, and 8.
So 3, 5, 2, and 8 with Hurricane Fighter, who is resuming from a spell. We go over to the next race, race 3. This is a 1,300 metre race for 2-year-olds. And you can take out runners 7 and 8. Obviously, a majority of these lining up for their first start. Trent, how does the market look at the moment?
We have a well-supported favourite for the third on the card at Sandy and Nadia in Kenya, who opened $3.80 late on Monday and has come all the way into an even money favourite. As a result, you've had Side Hustle, who has drifted to $8.50. Mozilla, another one that's had to get out, now at $9.50. Centre Fear and Walking Flying are also at the $9.50 mark. And then you've got a couple of 10 in Arctic Wolf and Walk Free. Even though they're the two-year-olds there over the 1,300, we have a well-supported runner in the Godolphin colours, and this is Kenya, who has come in from $3.80 into now even money.
Okay, so that's a fairly good go, even with scratchings. Dean, we've obviously seen a fair few of these to trial up. What has shown a bit of speed at the trials?
Now, I'm thinking probably Mozilla might be the one that at 1,300 with the blinkers on might have the intent to roll forward. I think Arctic Wolf will use barrier one, the likes of Warburton, Side Hustle, I didn't think it'd be that far away. And with regard to the favourite, was ridden fairly conservatively in a recent jump out at Mornington, but could see it envisaging it being midfield over 1,300 metres. So that was a 900 metre jump out it had. So I think probably midfield for the favourite.
What did you think of that jump out?
Thought it was really good. Settled back in the field and just kept getting stronger as the trial went on. And I think on the strength of that, will be very hard to beat. Always a challenge, I think, for two-year-olds to win first go beyond about 1,100. So 1,300 on Dabooza, an interesting challenge. But obviously the Friedman Yard suspect this horse will be better over further again. So I'm going to go with number 3, Chenier. I think the one over the odds is Centre Fear. I thought this filly ran really well on debut, closed off late in some of the best sectionals of the meeting, second best 400 and second best last 200 of the meeting. So it was a good run. She was beaten for speed there, but ran on well. So 1,300 is going to suit. She's the value in the race. 1, Arctic Wolf, looks to have trialled up okay. And 12, Walking Flying, next best. But I respect the favourite. I think he's the one to beat. Number 3, I think 9's terrific value though. 3, 9, 1 and 12.
So we go 3 from 9, 1 and 12. Might be another strong two-year-old race, that one. We go to the 4th, and this race is clear of scratchings with the 7 runners, Trent.
Another race here, Nadia, where we have a well-backed favourite, and that is See Me Exceed here for the 4th on the program. See Me Exceed opened $2.40, and as of right now, odds on at $1.90. More Than Exceed is the $3.70 second elect, and there's a bit of separation to a Big Night Out and High Ratio, who are both at $6.50. The other galloper in single figures is Retorno at $7.50. Then it is 41 or bigger for the other two in the field. But See Me Exceed, well supported as the favourite for the 4th at Sandown, having come in from an initial price of $2.40 to now $1.90.
Okay, so that's a good go for See Me Exceed, who has drawn particularly well first up from a spell. Let's talk about the speed, Dean. Who's going to be in a prominent position in the run?
Nads, I would expect that Eastwood would use barrier one. High Ratio and More Than Exceed, I thought, would probably be the next pair, and probably Big Night Out, See Me Exceed, the next pair behind them. So, yeah, I think Eastwood would probably use barrier one, though, to advantage.
Okay, so it'll be prominent in the run. What do you like?
Yeah, I think the two exceeds here, See Me Exceed and More Than Exceed, are both resuming. Both have trialled very well. I've gone with See Me Exceed. She ran very well first up last time in and then was unlucky here second up and then tapered off at her third run, but looks well placed here. More Than Exceed resumes as a gelding, totally lost his way at the end of last preparation. It was a brilliant trial recently at Cranbourne, the official trials. Did seem to get very warm that day, so it'll be interesting to see how he copes with race day here, but on the strength of that trial, respecting him strongly. Big Night Out's an interesting runner. First up, won well at Wangaratta and then had a series of really unlucky runs through the spring in some pretty handy races. Wouldn't be surprised if he ran very well first up for John Sadler, and High Ratio. It's probably been a disappointment. He looked a real blue diamond contender about 13 months ago. Didn't go on with it. He's resumed as a gelding. His second up run was at least encouraging. But I think 5 and 2 are key runners, but a little watch on 6. Bit of a tricky race to assess for mine. 5, 2, 6 and 7.
So we go 5 from 2, 6 and 7 in that event. Leo, tricky race is what Dean was alluding to. We go to the first leg of the quaddie now, which is race number 5. This event is clear of scratchings. What about a market? Trent, what's happened here with the tab?
For the first leg of the Quaddie, Nadia, the main betting interest has been for the top two in the market. You have Savvy Oak, who opened $2.80 and got out to as much as $3.10, but during today's betting has come in from $3.10 to $2.90. But from an overall perspective, Feather has been the better supported, opened $4 late on Monday and is the $3.30 second elect. Then you're getting to $6 for Pressure, who's been pretty constant at that price. That is the same for Grinzinger Star at $6.50. The other that's in single figures is Explicitly at $8. Then Blue Knacker heads the others at $10 there. Savvy Oak, after being out of favour Monday and yesterday, has come in this morning from $3.10 to $2.90. But overall, Feather, the better back, $4 into $3.30.
Okay, so there has been good support there. What about our map, Dean? Do you see much tempo here?
Thought Explicitly from the outside draw had come across Nards. I got a lovely long run from that 1600 start on Lakeside, nearly 700 metres or so before they have to turn, and I thought he would just take his time, come across and lead the likes of Pressure, Blue Knacker, maybe Spearhead from an inside draw would hold its spot to some degree, but I thought Explicitly was probably the leader.
All right, so it looks like it's going to go forward and lead. Which way are you going?
I think I'm respecting the three-year-olds here, and Savvy Oak being one of those. I thought he ran well first up. I don't think this is a particularly strong benchmark 64, so he's well placed for a horse that, you know, last spring ran very well behind Extra Brute over this distance at Caulfield and ran fourth in the Vase to Stars of Carrum. I think he's quite a progressive sort of horse, and he's well placed here to win second up. The interesting runner from a different form line is Feather, who's had the two runs back in Sydney, and both at benchmark 70 level, so drops to 64 grade here. First go at 1600 metres, but gives the impression that she'll run the trip, and I think she's right in the game. Grinzinger Star progressed through to the Derby also last time in, and will be better over further, but was in a winnable race yesterday. They've elected to come here and run him first up here as a gelding, and maybe number two Explicitly, as I said, looks for a likely leader. Whether he can hang on is another thing, but next best. 1, 7, 3 and 2.
So we go 1 from 7, 3 and 2 in that event with Savvy Oak, who's fitter for the one run back from a break. We go over to the next race, which of course is race 6, 1400 metre 64. Scratchings are 3, 5, 9 and also 11. What about this race, Trent, as far as the betting moves are concerned? There seem to be a couple at a pretty similar quote.
Yeah, only 10 cents separating the top two in the market, Nadia, with Stocktaker and Surak Warrior. So we've got that good duel for favouritism. Stocktaker, the favourite there at $3.40. There have been scratchings, but Surak Warrior has received the most money on the race. Opened $4.40 on Monday. Once again, there's been scratchings, but Surak Warrior, $3.50. Outside of that, you have Jazz Star. No movement this morning at $6.50. That's the same for Kashua at $7. There's a couple of others in single figures. They are Luminal at $7.50 and Hoster at $8.50. $13 or bigger, the remainder of the field there. So for the sixth on the card, Stocktaker clinging to favouritism at $3.40. Surak Warrior has had the most support, $3.50.
Okay. Map Dean, how does it look?
Nards, I'm expecting... The one that I think will definitely go forward would be Stocktaker. The little query on the map is Zoomana. Took no interest in being on the speed at all on Saturday from Barrier 1, but his previous run was on pace, so a little bit hard to map him. Host Star, Pop Queen probably next line, and Turek Warrior will use the draw to some extent. But, yeah, it's only an even speed. I thought Stocktaker would probably take it up.
Okay, so it looks the likely leader. Who's the likely winner?
I'm thinking Host Star's a bit of value here. Number three, I think Peter Chow's got two really good chances here today at Sandown, and both of them trialled at Camperdown recently. This horse went along quite well. He won first up last preparation. He raced well in competitive grade to this with some of his performances last time in. Third at Saturday grade to Five Kingdoms and not far away in a couple of other runs. So I think he's really well placed first up to run well, and he's over the odds. Turak Warrior was beaten by a really good horse in Jumbo Ozaki last start, who probably should have won at Flemington on Saturday. So you're trusting that form line pretty strongly that he'll run well. Dinner Lake, he mixes his form. He doesn't win out of turn, but did notice a really good piece of work he did with Written By at Mooney Valley last week, suggesting he's going okay. And he gets the little bit of weight relief today. He's been up there with 62 his last two runs, and now he drops to the 59.5 after the claim for Jack Martin. And next best, maybe number six, Stock Taker, who won okay last start. The race was really run to suit, but he good chance he'll get up on the pace again and make his own luck. But I thought three was good value. 3, 4, 1, 6.
So we go 3 from 4, 1, and 6, representing pretty good value. We go over to race 7. This is a 70-1300, and in this race there are no scratchings. And, gee, this is probably one of the toughest races of the day. Trent, if the market's anything to go on.
Good luck, Nadia. That's probably the best way to describe race 7 at Sandown. You might need a few here in the third leg of the quaddie. We have three horses sharing favouritism presently at the $5 mark in Heir of the Throne, Andaz, and Our Sea Goddess. Home at 6.50. Weapon, there's been specking this morning, 9 to 7.50. Indian Thunder, 8. You've got One Ball at 9. And even Lawn Tennyson at 10. He's given some sort of a hope. There's no real strong push for any runner, in particular Nadia. We have the three gallopers sharing the favouritism at $5 in Heir of the Throne, Andaz, and Our Sea Goddess. You're looking at anything, once again, specking for Weapon, 9 to 7.50, but a tough one, the 7.
Okay, a difficult race. Who do you have forward in the run in the event, Dean?
Nudge, I think One Ball will use Barrier 1 here and probably lead Our Sea Goddess. And then it's sort of up for grabs. Perhaps Weapon, whether Heir to the Throne and Mount Tabora come across from out wider. But I certainly think you probably can expect One Ball to lead Our Sea Goddess.
All right, that's the way the map looks. What about your top tip in a tough race?
7 first-up runners and 1 freshened-up Nards in a field of 10. So you're sort of banking on how where they're at fitness-wise, etc. I think Heir to the Throne, this is the brother to Prince of Penzance. He's a different style of horse, though. He's a sharper horse, and I think it won a similar race to this first up last time in. It was courtesy of a great Michael Poy ride, but I think he's well placed in this grade to run well first up. Our Sea Goddess, because I think on the map she can get into a beautiful spot, outside lead and really control, and with the claim for Lewis German gets in quite well at the weights. 9 Holm, I really like the recent jump out. I saw of him at Camperdown running through the line. He'll get back, but he'll be strong and he does go well fresh. And Lord Tennyson, another one off those Camperdown jump outs, went really well. And from Barrier 2 with Damien Lane, might be able to get through and be just behind the speed here and run well first up. But yeah, the trap to the race is that so many of them are fresh, but I've put them in 3, 8, 9, and 2.
3 from 8, 9, and 2 with a lot of ifs and buts in that 7th race. We go to race number 8. This is a 1400 metre fillies and mares 78, and you can take out number 6 in this event, Trent.
Nadia, for the last of 8 at Sandown, there's been a fair bit of change in the market since we went up on Monday. Charlaine was a $4.60 chance when the first market was posted, and Charlaine is now the favourite at $2.70 and one of the better supported runners for the Twilight meeting at Sandown. I remember you on the second line of betting at $4.40. Temple of Bell, who opened the original favourite at $3.50, now on the third line at $5. Ocean Deep, there's been some support this morning, 8 into 6.50. Then for the double figures, Nasuna Peduccia at 10, and it's 14 or bigger for the rest of the field there. So from the original market on Monday, there's been a fair bit of change, but there's no doubt that the best supported runner in the race is the favourite, Charlaine, who has been back from $4.60 to $2.70 favourite.
Okay, so that's a look at the betting. Who goes forward then?
I would expect that I remember you off an inside draw will use that gate to advantage, Nards, with the claim. Ocean Deep with the blinkers, first time back in trip. Ice Girl from Barrier 1, not far away. And Charlaine probably lands in a good spot, probably lands 1-1 and just behind the speed.
Okay, there's the map. What about, are you with the in the corner of the favourite here?
I'm with I Remember You here, Nards. I think this mare has come back to racing really well. She's only had 3 runs for Scott Brunton. She won her first 2 in fairly restricted grades, but won them well, and then went to the Vamos and At level weights, ran second to Twitchy Frank, who we know would be very competitive in a race of this standard. Know her Melbourne form well. This mare will make her own luck. That's probably the slightest query running a strong 14, but I'm thinking that the last run would suggest that she's going to get it, and they just seem to bring these horses at the right time, and I'm with her to beat Charlene, who's yet to win beyond 1,100 metres either, but ran very well last start beyond Swift Sis, who's won again since, so I think that's why the market's respecting her so strongly. Good roughie here, Why You Ask, first up. I think has been in the money three or four first up and liked a recent jump out for her. And maybe number nine next best, Nasuna Fiducia, who was scratched from Saturday for this off the back of a pretty good trial. But I'm going with I Remember You to make her own luck and be hard to run down. 2, 3, 7, and 9.
So we go 2, 3, 7, and 9 in the final event. Dean, what's your best roughie quaddie in your play of the day?
Gee, I thought it was a hard day for best bets, Nards, but maybe the last race, 8, number 2, I Remember You. The best value, I think, is race 6, number 3, Host Star. The quaddy, first leg 1, 3, 7, second leg 1, 3, 4, 6, third leg 2, 3, 7, 8, and 9, and the last leg 2, 3, 7, and 9. My play of the day, just that race 3, the 2-year-old. I want to take a trifecta with numbers 3 and 9 to win, 3 and 9 for second and the field for third, and then reverse that to 3 and 9 to win, field for second and 3 and 9 for third.
Very good, Dean. Good luck today.
Terrific. Thanks, Nard.
Dean Lester with his look at the meeting today from Sandown. Trent, what have been the best back runners?
Nadia, there are four races in particular that we'll focus on, starting with the first race on the card, number 4, Darnlani, who is an odds-on favourite at $1.85. Then to race 3, and number 3, Kenya, who is now an even money favourite after $3.80 was posted on Monday. Then to race 4, and number 5, See Me Exceed, another well-supported favourite here, currently odds-on at $1.90. And for the last of the eight races at Sandown, number 3, Darlene, who was $4.60 in the original market and has come all the way into $2.70. Those four notable tab movers at this present moment, Nadia, for the Twilight meeting at Sandown. Race 1, number 4, Darnlani. Race 3, number 3, Kenya. Race 4, number 5, See Me Exceed. And race 8, number 3, Charlene. In just recapping Dino's thoughts there, his best of the card, well, just he's going against the money. The best of the day for him, race 8, number 2, I Remember You, who's currently $4.40 and $1.70 with tab fixed odds. And his best value selection comes up in race 6, and that is number 3, Hosta, who is $8.50 to win and $2.50 the place with tab fixed odds.
All right, so we'll see how the markets end up in the next hour when we get you back. Thanks for that, Trent.